Nashville Music Minute today brought to you by Partner ProTech Services, providing residential, agricultural, and commercial electrical services. With the latest in Nashville news, it's Nashville Dawn.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Jordan Davis says the biggest thing that helped him kind of, you know, putting being a dad back at the top of the list that kind of helped him recently is focusing on spending family time and all that kind of stuff, traveling and doing stuff with the family kind of helped re-energize his career as well. So
how about you? You got to be dad first, radio second, right? I mean, that's priority number one.
I prefer it is that order.
Yeah.
It's not always that order.
Okay.
And, thank my wife who helps pick up the slack when, you know, I got a game to call at night and can't be there. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, definitely during, like, the off season, right now when I'm not calling games. Phoebe was so sweet to me this morning.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. She gave me a big hug. She gives hugs. And I don't know if she's seen me do it or whatever, but it's super funny. But she, you know, does the whole patting on your back while you're hugging kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, are you just doing this? It's like a Seinfeld obligation where, you know, like, okay, let's get this over with, A children's hospital in Tennessee was recently renamed to Dolly Parton Children's Hospital. The hospital is located in Knoxville. Dolly is known for philanthropic efforts and says she's proud as punch. And then she punched a child. Never mind. Excuse me. Not a child.
I was going to make fun of you for your pronunciation of philanthropic, but...
Philanthropic?
Philanthropic.
Whatever. Tomato, tomato. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
And then now...
I don't know which way the normal, correct way is.
Now Dolly's punching it. Punching her way into the history books.
There yes, punching her way in. Coetzel ushers in a new era with a album tease and Night Champion World Tour announcement. How about that name for that tour? As his 2024 Damn Near Normal Tour... alone drew 250,000, and now the country singer is ready to do it all over again with the upcoming 45-city trek.
Wow.
So.
If he's the...
Knights got busy now.
If he's the Night Champion World Tour, can we be the Morning Champion Morning Show or something like that?
Central Iowa Tour?
Yeah, there we go.
Something like that. Yes. Anyway, Russell Dickerson also set to release a new album, Worth Your Wild, coming up on March 6th.
And that is our Nashville Music Minute here on the Morning Kickstart.